Mike, on Monday night, your offense got going after Dylan had a really strong two-out at bat with nobody on base, got a rally going. First game today was the exact same thing. Does that portend good things for the resiliency of this offense here going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Highlight, one of the highlights of the night, of many really, actually, but 11-pitch at bat, you know, just a complete pro, all caps at bat. And did a great job. It takes, you know, it takes a little steam out of guys who have the long at bat. And then, like you say, he gets on. And then, you know, you got staring at Goldie and Nolan and was able to get a run across and, you know, had some residual effects maybe later as well. So just a real pro at bat, two outs, nobody on. Great job of staying with it.
After you guys had so many of these doubleheaders last year, does jumping back into one of these tonight feel a little more habitual maybe even than it would be under regular circumstances?
I mean, we're used to it as far as the mechanics of it, you know, the stuff in between games and the rhythm of it. Yeah, so there's still some familiarity there.
Garrett Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Mike, what was that fourth inning in the first game like for you? As much replay time, you have two balls in play, but probably a 25-minute inning.
I don't even know. I have to go back and unpack it because I'm sure it'll leave something else I won't even try. I turned to Ollie. I'm like, man, this is pretty wacky inning here we got working here. But, yeah, it's baseball, right? You show up and you never know what's going to happen, and you think you're going to go out and have a routine top of the fourth and it ends up being a 25-minute, you know, some things you've never really seen before. But navigated through it. Nolan made a really nice play. You know, it was a really tough in-between hop that he showed a lot of athleticism and hand-eye coordination and that to be able to stay with and get that fourth to third. That was possibly the play of that game, quite honestly. That was a heck of a play and a big play.
And then with Craig going out there, obviously we know the rule. That's a tough spot for him to be in because he sees communication going on.
I'll take responsibility for that. You know, we've had a lot of interpreters here and in the fact and candidly, I didn't, you know, I've missed it. Me and Mad Dog both been in the game a while and he's got 36 years in the big leagues and we didn't know that was necessarily a deal where because we feel like the interpreters are attached to the player. But anyway, worked itself out.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Mike, there have been a lot of good things coming offensively from this team as of late, but I think one thing that's really stood out is the ability to score with two outs. Five out of the six runs today came on two outs. What are you seeing from your hitters that's led maybe their approach or how they're being selective that's led to the results like this today?
I think it is approach. I think it's also a mindset of we're going to figure, you know, we still got another bullet and we're going to figure out a way to score before we run out. You know, just because we have two outs, nobody on means, you know, now who's going to start it? And it's a mentality of hunger, regardless of situation. Let's take a good at bat. And I think you're seeing a benefit of that mentality, which is an approach.
Does that signify to you as a manager that your lineup is kind of clicking 1-8, 1-9 right now?
Yeah, it does. I mean, everybody's taking their good at bat. I love the fact we're looking to use the whole field. You know, you're seeing guys intentionally, you know, taking advantage of open spots, you know, that can control the bat head based on where they're going to be pitched and based on the score and just trying to get on. And it's just a collective understanding of how the game's played, what's in front of them and taking what's in front of them and being able to move the line, so to speak.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
And like Johan said that after that wild pitch, he kind of was trying to make sure that his next one wasn't anywhere close to that and that maybe the slider kind of hung up a little bit too much. Is that just a natural progression for him? Does even one pitch kind of goes awry, still trusting his stuff? Or what do you notice in that kind of inning for him specifically?
Yeah, I mean, we're about to talk to him here in a second, but can't speak for him. Generally speaking, you know, in that situation, you know, you got to get past that next pitch. You got to get back to the pitch-to-pitch focus. And, you know, I know Wookie's out there and he had nobody out, second and third. Gets the soft fly ball to left, gets a soft fly ball to center, You know, guys came in, we got behind the ball, gave a nice throw, kept it right there. And so, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to get out of this. And then the wild pitch, like maybe just maybe, I don't, you know, hard to say, but maybe just like that little bit of letdown to know, okay, gosh darn, I gave it up. And now maybe not for ready to make that execution of that next pitch. And, you know, guy went over the middle and Nito made him pay for it.
Obviously, we saw Dylan coming in the second game. Is there any lingering from that first game, shin contusion, and is he pretty much fine for the rest of the series and weekend?
I mean, he's been taking some foul balls off the same spot. So got a little numb on him, after the, you know, after the at bat that he finished. We obviously got him out of the game, didn't start in the second game. Like the idea, at least for tonight, you know, get him in against – took our shot, A, because it's a good place for him, but B, on, from the right side against that lefty. They only had one lefty in the pen, so, you know, you're going to take that shot and make sure he didn't foul it off again. But talked to him after the game, talked to Metal Staff after the game, moving around good in the second game, watching on the bases. So, you know, we're optimistic, you know, about him being in there tomorrow.
And Kiz as well. I assume he was planning to get Ollie in there tonight for him. Is he okay after that foul ball? He's just a little
surprised. Yeah, he's okay. I touched base with him in the middle of game two, and he was fine. Everything's checking out. And, you know, of course, obviously want to get Sanchez in there.
Derek, do you have another question?
I do. I have one last one here, and I hope I ask it right. Mike, last year, the number of doubleheaders you had were out of necessity to get back on track. And there was a good chance that you had one day and might have another one 3 days later, 2 days later. This year, it's a little bit.
We had three doubleheaders twice. We had three doubleheaders in 5 days.
Right. Yeah. And that, I mean, that brought in a whole different kind of culture, just transactions and moving guys in and out. With today, where it's more of not a necessity, but just part of the new rules. Does that change the urgency of these games at all? Knowing you only have seven, does that at all change these doubleheaders? The fact that, you know, I ask this hesitantly because it's not that you're cramming them in to try to get back on track with your schedule like last year. This year, it's, they're going to be more sporadic.
Right. Yeah. I think I'm tracking you, but I need some help.
Okay. I'm trying. You know, like.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want to help. Know,
no, I get it. Okay, so last year you had doubleheaders kind of forced upon you just right. To make games.
Yeah.
Here, there, the rule has carried over. Mm-hmm. Though you could have played nine innings. There's not the room to try to recoup. You have 5 months left.
Right.
Mutual off day. Does that change these games in any way, like managing a seven-inning game?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think I'm starting to pick you up. I don't necessarily change last year. One thing about you mentioned the word culture. It actually tested our culture. It didn't change our culture. It could have changed our culture. And what I mean by that is it tested our culture because it tested the depth of our not only our coaching staff, but it tested the depth of our obviously our playing staff, most importantly. And the culture of guys being prepared and guys being ready on a moment's notice was on display last year. And I thought that was very, very impressive, quite honestly, that number of guys were able to stay engaged, know how we like to prepare, how we like to compete. You know, we were intentional about our summer camp with any and everybody in the camp and pretty much any and everybody. And then some participated last year, to your point, the doubleheaders. So I was thinking about that as you asked the question. So, but to bring your question home to an answer, from a managing standpoint, you know, we had the doubleheaders, 2 years ago with Cincinnati, multiple doubleheaders, five games in like 36 hours. So I think you're bringing this home from the question earlier in the day, what's that look like in a management situation when you have three games in that period of time, doubleheader, and it looks like a very fluid situation. You know, you manage what you have for the game and you take care of what you have. And then you also have to be aware of what the next couple of days look like. So you're doing a little bit of both, but the sense of urgency is always there to compete in the game you're playing.
Thank you. Yeah, you got me. I was trying to bookend my questions.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. part of that is you have the full complement of your roster as opposed to
that's correct. I think baseball's doing a really smart thing by keeping these doubleheaders of seven innings, regardless of, I mean, clearly we're still in a COVID world where we're, you know, getting further away from getting closer to what was normal, right? But, you know, we're still in it. I think once we get back to complete normal, as everybody hopes, I would expect this to stay. I think it makes sense for a lot of reasons.